to talk to the King. Alabashite Lebos.
I've come to draw. I've come to draw. I've come to draw. Draw from you again. Yeah. Yeah. We have come to draw.
Into the Bible, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continue the speech until midnight. Paul was preaching that Sunday morning until midnight, and there were many lights in the upper chamber where they were gathered together, and there sat in a window a certain young man named what? Eutychus, being falling into a deep sleep. And as Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with sleep and fell down from the third loft and was taken up dead. And Paul went down and fell on him and embracing him said, "Trouble not yourself, for his life is with him." His life is in him. When he therefore was come up again and had broken bread and eaten and talked a long while, even till break of day, so he departed. And they brought the young man alive, and they were not a little comforted. The Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. This morning we are talking about the Eutychus Church. The Eutychus Church. In Acts chapter 20, verse 7, Paul was preaching on the first day of the week. The Sunday, which is the Lord's day, is the first day of the week. This is when the disciples gathered, the early church, and Paul began to minister to them the word of God. Even Paul preached from morning till night. So this is to refute the ideology that the Sabbath day remains Saturday. This is to refute it. from the resurrection of Jesus, which happened on a Sunday. That day was declared the Lord's Day. And the early church began to gather on Sundays. So that is for those people that are against Sunday worship. The early church, they were gathering on Sunday. Upon the first day of the week, the disciples came together to break bread, to discuss the word of God as we are gathered today. And Paul was preaching to them. This is to show that they had someone that could stand and teach the word of God. That is why when a man of God stands and preaches the word of God, it is in line with the traditions of the early church. Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow. The message was too deep and Paul was preaching until midnight. Can you imagine, we gather in the morning like this and we are preaching and ministering till midnight? That was the kind of revival the early church saw. We are talking about the Eutychus church. The Eutychus church. First day of the week, Paul was preaching to the disciples as they gathered. Look at verse 8. And there were many lights in the upper chamber where they were gathered together. Many lights. Many lights. The Lord began to minister to my heart that as Paul was preaching, there were many revelations coming out. The revelations of God stand for light, illumination. It brings light into darkness. When Paul was ministering, there were lights, revelations in holiness, revelations in giving, revelations in fasting, in prayer, in passion, evangelism, revelations in prayer. Nothing was left behind. The early church was walking in the revelations of the fullness of God. Look at verse 8 again, and there were many lights in the upper chamber. So when we gather like this in an upper chamber like this, it is expedient, it is necessary that there should be light, revelation coming forth, that we should not run short of revelations. The church of Christ should never run short of revelations until Jesus comes. Every meeting should bring forth something fresh. Something fresh. Jesus taught the disciples to pray. He said, give us this day our daily bread. In every meeting, there is a bread for that meeting. What you received in the last meeting is not what you receive in the first. That is why it's not good to miss any meeting in a gathering like this. There were many lights. Lights. They were flooded with lights. Revelation was pumping here and there. And they were gathered together. There was togetherness amongst the disciples. There was togetherness. They broke bread as one. They did things and they had things in common. We don't have time to go through the beginning of the book of Acts to see all these things. That were light and they shared things together. Many lights. Light in holiness, love, charity, faith. Light in evangelism and every ramification. They were not lacking anything behind. Look at verse 9. Verse 9 is the matter we are here to face. The Eutychus church. The Eutychus church. And there sat in a window a certain man named Eutychus. As Paul was preaching, everybody was sitting in a right position. Eutychus went to sit down in a window. He went to sit down in a window. There was. And there sat in a window a certain young man named Eutychus. Look at the next line. Being falling into a deep sleep. A certain young man. A certain young man. Named Eutychus. Eutychus is alive today. Not literally. But. Symbolic. Eutychus can be seated here today. Eutychus can be listening to me. Eutychus is that man and that woman that sits in the window in the things of God, standing by the fence, not being committed. And there sat in a window a certain young man. He was not out of the church. He was there, but in a window. He was like a spectator. And he fell into a what? Deep sleep. The Eutychus church. When I talk about Eutychus, Eutychus is, this young man was from Troas, and Troas is one of the main cities there in Asia Minor. Asia Minor was the place that Paul spread the entire gospel. When you saw that in the book of Acts, where you saw that the Bible wrote that all Asia heard the word of God, it was Asia Minor. Not the Asian continent you know today per se, because Asia is too big. Asia Minor is just a region. So when you see in the book of Acts that the entire Asia heard the gospel from Paul, it's not the Asia you know today. Asia is too large. This one is Asia Minor. Eutychus fell into a deep sleep. And this sleep he was sleeping costed him something. Eutychus was not outside the congregation. He was not outside the fellowship in the body. He was there. But Eutychus was nonchalant. Eutychus was like anything goes. Eutychus is the man and the woman that you cannot reckon and say this one is diligent. That is Eutychus. Eutychus is that kind of church today that anything goes. I began to think of something a sister told me on Thursday. She said in the former church she was going to, that the woman in charge could sing and as in play makosa and dance makosa. I was like, can this be true? You can't ask myself, because I was reproving the sister for partaking in secular music. So she said that she didn't see it as wrong that in a former place the woman could sing and dance makosa. Is there anything wrong with that? After that meeting, I began to think. I said, indeed, this is a picture of the Eutychus church. The Eutychus church does not end as just a denomination. The church in the Greek word means ecclesia, called out from darkness into light. You are the church, I'm the church, we are the church. Somebody following me? The Eutychus church is that church that anything goes. Eutychus was sitting by the window, being fallen into a deep sleep. I seen that. Even while Paul was preaching, he was sleeping. Eutychus is the kind of person that you preach 10,000 messages of repentance, nothing. There is a kind of resistance, spiritual bulletproof. Nothing enters for Eutychus. No matter what you minister, it does not enter. The person is sleeping. The eye may be open, but Eutychus is sleeping. That is Eutychus. That is Eutychus. His eyes may be open listening to the message, but he's not there. He's absent. He may be thinking of something to pick up somewhere. You may be thinking of a transaction he has to go. His phone may ring and he picks it there. That is a picture of Eutychus. He fell into a, the Bible did not call it sleep. He said he fell into a deep sleep. He fell into a deep sleep. When he was not Rehabonki that was preaching. Listen to me. He was not Pastor Enoch Adeboye that was preaching. It was not Evangelist Umar Pride that was preaching. It was Apostle Paul. Paul that had a first-hand revelation of Jesus. With all the anointing and mantle Paul was preaching, Eutychus was sleeping. What was his problem? I said, so somebody like Paul can be preaching, somebody is sleeping. And the person is even sitting by the window. And the Bible said it was a deep sleep. The Eutychus church. There are denominations today that you can tag as a Eutychus church. That is a church that is sleeping. sleeping in the issues of emphasis on repentance.
Sleeping in the issues of emphasis of holiness.
There are some useless dance that may come. A secular musician may bring up a dance, and the next place you find the dance is that pastors will begin to advertise the dance. That's the Eutychus church, where Babylon begins to colonize Zion, where we are learning trade from Babylon. That is the Eutychus church. Eutychus is sleeping a deep sleep. Message is coming, message upon message, and Eutychus is asleep.
If you are listening to what we are talking about today, I want you to count it a privilege, because there are many things the Lord will use this message to correct in our hearts, as long as we desire change. As long as we desire change. I emphasize again that Eutychus was counted amongst the brethren, but he was taken into a deep sleep. He was a Christian, but he was sleeping in holiness. No, doesn't take holiness serious. No faith. The person can act anyhow. No charity. No passion for God. No passion for souls. Nothing. Eutychus is just lying fallow. Eutychus is just like a monument in the house of God. He sunk into a deep sleep. Look at the next line. And as Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with sleep. Are you seeing that word? He sunk down. He sank in his sleep. And fell down from the third loft. He fell down from the third loft. Some translations we call it that he fell down from the third story. Three-story building. He was sitting on the window. In that three-story building, he sank down. While I began to look deep into the scripture, I began to say, Lord, why should it be three-story building? The Lord began to say, Eutychus fell off from fellowship with the Godhead. Fellowship with the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. He fell off fellowship.
When you begin to sleep spiritually, you will fall off from that three-story building. The three-story building is not literal. The three-story building is not the type you see that is built with cement. It is the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. Said there are three that bear record in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Spirit. These three are one. 1 John chapter 5. And Eutychus fell off. And the day a man follows fellowship with God, dangerous. That is danger. Look at it. And he fell down from the third loft. And what happened to him? He was taken up what? He was taken up alive. As he fell, he became more alive. He was taken up what? Dead. Why the Lord was bringing this to me, myself, I began to tremble. I said, Lord, I don't want to be a type of Eutychus. The sleep you are sleeping as touching things pertaining to the kingdom of God and his righteousness is dangerous. Every sleep in anything pertaining to the kingdom is dangerous. It's dangerous. The Eutychus church is asleep, that you cannot separate the church from the world. You cannot separate the church from the world. The Eutychus church. That sleep will not end in sleep alone, but it's a sleep that leads to death. It's a sleep that leads to death. very dangerous. Very dangerous. And they took him up dead. In holiness. Eutychus does not take holiness serious. Hearing the message of repentance even offends Eutychus. Hearing the message of purity of heart offends Eutychus. Hearing the message of separation from unrighteousness, Eutychus will say, "Beg, leave that one, it does not concern me." That is Eutychus. Today, we have many Eutychus preachers. Do you know that presently today, go to a bus now, go to market. People preaching in market, they are no more preaching repentance. You don't know? You go to market today, even people preaching in bus, what, as they are just going to preach, they are just going to preach offering for people. You may see somebody preaching in bus, the next thing he will just bless people, and the next thing collect offering and go. Even in the bus, even in the market. The message of repentance that used to be heavy in markets and streets before, it has gone. So Eutychus now is sleeping. I heard of a general overseer, very popular. He told some of his pastors in Europe, in the churches there, that they should not emphasize on repentance. That it's not called to preach repentance at all, or holiness. That he does not want them to preach it. I began to ask myself that, okay, if these pastors, they raise up even 1,000 congregations, 10,000 and all of that, without repentance and holiness, which heaven are they going to? Where are you pastoring them to? That's the question. The Eutychus church is sleeping in the world. In the issues of the world, it does not take it serious. It takes it for life and granted. Carry your satellite TV today, this my TV people use. Check now, there are free to air. You will count how many church television stations, over 100 and something. You're counting down. I tell you the truth. You may watch even 50. You will just see that many. What you're just seeing is the ones that are doing magic. Then the other ones that are trying, you will not even hear a message of holiness. You will hardly hear it. It is that you are bringing out of 100, like maybe like 5 or 4, you begin to see the ones that want to emphasize holiness and repentance. You begin to ask, what is happening to the church? The spirit of Eutychus has returned to the church. Because the truth of the matter is that if we do everything and receive healings, receive miracles, receive promotion, receive blessings, breakthrough, breaking into everywhere, and we are not breaking into heaven, there is problem. There is problem. The Eutychus church is the 21st century church. That the message of repentance and holiness is like you are old school. Is that you are outdated. That you are old school and outdated. I wrote a post on Facebook concerning a reformer on Facebook, very popular, has thousands of followers, now trying to use Bible to convince people that polygamy is okay. You know, using Bible to convince people that masturbation is not bad, using Bible to convince people that drinking beer is okay, smoking is okay. That's the picture of the Eutychus church. The Eutychus church will raise the Eutychus generation. A generation that will rise up to rebel against the righteousness of God. A generation that will rise up with the problem the message of holiness has is the present day preachers. Is the present day preachers. Because what they use even the Bible to emphasize is to take it outside the righteousness of God. That's the Eutychus church. The Eutychus church has a seal on its head written Ichabod. The glory has departed because it's in a deep sleep, a deep slumber, sitting on the fence, hindering those that are entering the kingdom, telling them that this one does not matter. That is the Eutychus church. The Eutychus we are talking about did not end in sleep. It was a sleep unto death. It was a sleep that he finally died in. very dangerous. When you find yourself, you are in a state of uticus. Get this into your spiritual vocabulary. When you are in a state of uticus, you know that is a state that leads to death. That's why you must cry to God for help. You must call unto the God of Zion to help you. The Uticos Church is the 21st century church. The anything goes church. Just that let us be called Christians. That is what the Jews were doing. Anything Jesus preaches, the Jews will say, are we not children of Abraham? Abraham is our father. That was what they were boasting with. Like this generation of Christians, anything you talk, they will say, are we not Christians? Are we? That's how the Jews are saying, are we not children of Abraham? Jesus said, if Abraham was your father, you would do what Abraham did. You would do what Abraham, if Abraham was your father. The Uticos church is raising a Uticos generation. A Uticos generation that if a girl dresses immorally and you rebuke it, they will say you are judging. That's the generation we have come to. A girl dresses half naked and you say, and the girl even is in church, even a member, and you try to correct, they'll say, no, it is judging. Judge not generation. But the scripture says the spiritual man judges all things. He says we should judge righteously. The Uticus Christian, as a woman, can dress anyhow. She can dress anyhow. She can sew skirts that as she's walking, you are seeing her pants. That's a Uticus Christian. And that one is to end in hellfire. The Uticus Christian, as a woman, can sew a dress finish and you are seeing her cleavage where she's marketing something. Marketing immorality. Those are agents of hellfire. But they wouldn't know. They are sleeping and they are drawing others into their sleep to destruction. The Uticus Christian, as a woman, will not check what she's wearing in the house before she comes out. You will just dress anyhow, as though there is nothing at stake. As though there is nothing at stake. There are some of them I see like this, I weep. Even beyond Christianity, before I got born again, if I see a girl dressed indecently on the street, I will stop you. I will say, come, this is wrong. I will do it in love. But now I'm not talking about on the street, in the church now. Ushers, choir members. You will see them on the road. When you see them, you can't recognize them again. Some of them is not even only outside. They even import it into the church. Immorality. Immorality. Dressing naked. Dressing naked. Uticus was sleeping, and the problem is that he did not end in that sleep. That sleep was to kill him. That sleep you are sleeping can kill you. That sleep can kill. I cannot count how many people I've been mentoring ever since that plenty will come and say, some people will message me for the first and say, man of God, masturbation is finishing me. So my even pastors, you may not understand. When you come to church and you see yourself dying in masturbation, you are in a state of Uticus. Call it a state of Uticus. Sleeping in holiness. Sleeping in purity. The Uticus church. It's a church that the flesh is driving. The flesh is their driver. No matter the message they hear, it is pumping. And even Paul is preaching. A whole Paul. Not even Peter. Paul. Preaching and they were sleeping. It does not matter. Making talk finish. Go well with you. That's the spirit of Uticus. The Uticus church exists today. That woman, that person was telling me about that woman that pastors a ministry or a church that dances Macosta. What kind of congregation will she lead? Eh? A combination of Uticus and Ichabod. That's how they will raise you. You may not get what I'm telling you. The truth is not irrespective of persons of faith or tribe or religion. The truth is ancient, older than everyone. The Uticus Church. There's a post I made on Facebook that I rebuked something concerning a popular man of God's daughter that weather than what she wore. The thing was too bad. Because, and this is people that the entire world knows. You are seeing cleavage. Eh? Seeing cleavage. The wedding. In fact, it's just like the person is naked. And you are trying to show the world that this is what the church is. I had to write and counter that. We had more than 1,000 comments. Almost 1,000 people were sharing the post too and all of that. Some people will come and say this and that, that and that. I thank God in the message I didn't even speak ill against anybody. What I spoke ill against is a tradition that is working in the church. It's a spirit that is working that if we don't correct, the next generation will import it and see it as normal. The next generation will pick it up and think that dressing like a harlot in the church is normal. And when you say this is bad, they say you are judging. That is the Eutychus church. No fear of God. No fear of God. You can see a chorister will stand like this and be singing. And when you even look at the person, you can't see Christ. The way the appearance will be, to be like Mami Water. To be like Jezebel. No modesty, no holiness. No modesty, no holiness. In the revivals that are coming, there are many things the Lord will correct. I know what I'm saying. In the revivals that are coming to visit the church, there are some things we may be seeing now. We may be like, okay, let's be growing together. But a time is coming that the Lord will separate the sheep from the goats. The time is coming. Because the goat is a picture of Eutychus, and that sleep Eutychus is sleeping is dangerous. I wish it was Judas that was preaching and Eutychus was sleeping. I wish Demas was preaching, Eutychus was sleeping. I wish John the Baptist was the one preaching the law and Eutychus was sleeping. But Paul was the one. Paul directly received the message of the grace of God. He received that revelation. The same Paul was preaching and Eutychus was sleeping. Liver, what could do us we like? God said because they did not retain God in their knowledge, He gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. The Eutychus church. The Eutychus church. The Oni of Ife. The number one figure in Yoruba land. Got wedded this week that just passed. A new wife. Guess what? The wife he married is a prophetess. I watched the clips of administrations. Demons were crying out. And as this king, the king of Yoruba land, married this woman, the first ritual was that they poured blood on the ground for she to walk on the blood. The pictures are all over the internet. I began to laugh. And in the laugh, I was still crying in my heart. There is a problem. A prophetess like that that runs a ministry, a deliverance ministry. The king of Babylon came to Zion, hijacked her. The king of Babylon came to Zion. See, Satan must have been targeting her for a long time. Say, let me come and give her my blessing so that she will be the wife to the most powerful man in Yoruba land. And the king of Babylon gave her a gift. And she collected the gift. And they took her into captivity. The state she is in now. That blood they poured. I cannot. Let me not open my mouth and say. But that cannot be animal blood. It cannot end in human blood. I know what I'm telling you. And she walked on the blood. They used it to do a line. She must walk through. That woman will begin to communicate with the dead. And on the internet, when you put it, some believers will say, liver, that is tradition. It's not about faith. Let's follow. This is what belongs to Caesar. God. This is madness. You want to serve Christ, you want to serve Belial. You want to be calling upon Jesus and you're still carrying your charm in your pocket. That's the kind of beauty construct. Sleeping a sleep that the person will die. Spiritual death. I begin to imagine what will become the future of that prophetess. In her mind, she has been exalted into a throne, and she is seated far above her. But on that throne, see, if you have served God and you want to go and serve Satan, I'm sorry for you. It's better you didn't serve God first, because Satan will disgrace you. He will arrange your disgrace. He will arrange it for you. Mark that woman. Unless a type of repentance comes from her, she runs away from it. Mark what will happen. Mark what I said to you. Satan cannot bless you and leave you like that. He must pay the price. He must pay the price. She will not be telling her friend that she's the king's wife, the queen, a former prophetess, a voice in Zion. There is a particular preacher, he was popular in Enugu. A particular kingdom came and said they want to coronate him. They want to give him a chieftaincy title. That chieftaincy title, the honor is about the highest in that kingdom. The man went. Before he went, he was praying. He was praying. He said whether he should collect it. He went and collected that honor. And they crowned him. They put the staff in his hand, put the cap in his head. See, today, that man has not recovered. He has not recovered. Eutychus sleeps a sleep that he thinks it is funny. But the Bible calls it a deep sleep. If you are the type that you no longer tremble at the word of God, you are in a spiritual coma and it is dangerous. You are between life and death. If you don't tremble at the word of God, when the word of God comes, you take it as though it is your age mate. The Eutychus church, a certain man. That certain young man is listening to me today. Eutychus can be a woman, it can be a man. It can be a boy, it can be a girl. The person may be here, the person may be listening to me in any country of the world. And yet, that person is Eutychus. Eutychus is that kind of believer that no longer believes in prayer. He's that kind of believer that does not believe in fasting too. That anything goes. No quiet time for God. Before you know, as you begin to live like that, you begin to sleep spiritually. Eutychus is the kind of believer that throughout the beginning of this year till now, he or she has not even won a soul for Jesus. Has not even ministered the gospel. A particular friend of mine told me, she's in America, she said it day before yesterday, 2 days ago, that somebody she was staying with just committed suicide that day before yesterday. And the person goes to church, committed suicide, that she was tired of life and died. She had entered the state of Eutychus and there was nobody to revive her. She died. Under was suicide. I was not trying to tell her, I wish she even shared her messages with me that. If you don't know what to preach to people, get a good phone. These are our messages, share it to people. And see what God will be doing in their lives. That lady committed suicide and died like that. The Eutychus church, if they will tell you that somebody that commits suicide, they don't know where the person will go, that they will not judge. Excuse me. The Bible says, cursed is he that hangs himself upon a tree. Cursed. You take life God gives to you. You take your life. Who gave you the power to take that life? Eh? The way it is as sinful as you killing somebody, the way it is as sinful as you killing yourself. You did not create yourself. You did not tell God the day he should bring you to the earth. That pastor that died in America that committed suicide, the members were writing openly, thousands were seeing, millions were seeing that the pastor has gone to be with the Lord. That he died. He killed himself, committed suicide. They say he died, but he died through suicide, so he has gone to be with the Lord. And people were like, oh, praise God. And I was wondering in the States, This is a state. It is beyond coma. It is beyond coma. When you want to speak truth under such a gathering, they will say you are judging. Who are you? Who are you to judge? It is the word of God that judges. So we will speak what the word says, and the word judges it. You have no right to take your own life. No matter what happens to you. No matter if the diagnosis of all the sickness in the world. What did you suffer that Job did not suffer? There is nobody here that has suffered what Job suffered. Not even 1%. One. Have you stayed like this and all your children died in one day? All of them died in one day. Have you stayed like this? In present day money, you are worth billions of dollars. And all your money, boom, one day. Not one naira remaining. It did not end here. Your body boils. Pulse, big pulse began to come. Heavy sickness, everything. What have you gone through? That you should commit. Did Job commit suicide? Anybody that commits suicide is ending in the lake of fire. It's going where Judas went to. In heaven, Judas lost his position. He lost it. The Eutychus church is a church that you shout and say fornication is a sin. They tell you it is a lie. Why are you judging? That it is a sin against the body, not a sin against God. One of your most popular pastors is preaching that message today. That fornication is a sin against the body, not against your spirit. It does not touch your spirit. Masturbation is a sin against your body. And people are buying that demonic theology. Many of them, you may see them on the TV, but you don't know that many of them lack Bible knowledge. They don't know the Bible. Plenty of them are just running on letters. The Bible says your body is the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells in you. So he said, if our bodies, he said, know you not that your bodies are the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells in you, that whosoever defies the temple of God, the same shall God destroy. So if your body is the temple of God, why are they now telling you that your body is your own? You can do what you like with it. That's the Eutychus church. Raising a Eutychus generation that is ending in hellfire. When it is time for worship, it is time for flesh demonstration. The choristers may come to show how sweet their voice is. No glory. No glory. The glory we are talking about is not about crowd. 1,000, 1 million can gather and Jesus is not there. But you can go to a bachelor that they hit with small zinc. And you see three people and Jesus is with them there. The Eutychus church, anything goes. Anything goes. They even preach and say abortion is not a sin. And then I'm wondering how come people are still sponsoring these ministers. Their TV ministries are sponsored by people. Their radio ministry is sponsored by people. Anybody sponsoring such cannot miss hellfire. Sorry to say. Because you are sponsoring things that are worse than Boko Haram. You are sponsoring things that are destroying mankind. It is better that it is a militant group than the one that is carrying the Bible and deceiving people. You are not getting this thing I'm telling you. A Eutychus generation is what we are raising. A Eutychus generation. A particular sister I was chatting with, she's somewhere in Europe. Something happened, so I asked her, are you sure you've not done abortion? Something. She said yes. How many times? What was it? Either 15 or 20, she told me. I'm not joking. Either 10, 15, 20, it was not less than 10. And then too, she was still vibrant in church and all of that. You'll be asking all this. You will ask what the devil was doing with that kind of person. But now I thank God she's coming to the revelation of truth. She has come to revelation of truth. Look at verse 9. And there sat in a window a certain young man named Eutychus, being fallen into a deep sleep. I don't know the sleep you are sleeping, but any sleep you are sleeping, any spiritual sleep, you need to wake up. But the sleep can damage the person. It's not everybody that sleeps that wake up. Hope you know that. And as Paul was long preaching, just as I'm ministering now, he sunk down with sleep. He was taking it for granted. And fell down from the third loft and was taken up dead. You will not be taken up dead in Jesus' name. Eutychus fell down. from the third story. There are many we celebrate today that are falling down from that third story. They fell out from the three story, from the Father, fellowship with the Father, faith in the Son Jesus, and relationship with the Holy Spirit. They fell down, nothing again. What they are showing you now is just charisma. What they are showing you is charisma. The one you are calling anointing is not anointing, is mentor, is due, is not anointing. That people are falling and rising and lives are not changing, it is due, is mentor, is not anointing. That's the Eutychus structure. Recently, a European visited Asia. That visitor visited Asia, and that was India per se. One man, listen. One man went to India to the temple of an idol. He donated $200,000. One man. $200,000. One man. He donated it to the temple of an idol. One man. If you go to this country, Thailand, in Asia, you see the highest number of idols. There is an image in Thailand that is worth 18 karat gold. In terms of kilogram, that 18 karat gold, the image is weighing 6,000 kilogram. The image itself is just like that image of Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel chapter 3. The image, 6,000 kilogram, 18 karat gold. That's over 90% pure gold. And people built that image. People built that image to worship that idol. The worth of that image in Thailand is over $300,000. I might say $300 million US dollars. I'm saying thousand. $300 million US dollars. The worth of that image can buy countries. The image is very big. That's the image of Buddha. Buddhists. They go to bow before that idol. Very big. If you raise a 15-story building, it's even higher. Very high. Worth $300 million US dollars. That's what worshippers from Europe, different parts of Asia, will go to that temple and pour the gold. And they are blessing idols. They are blessing idols that cannot save them. That's ear cannot hear, mouth cannot speak. That idol is the same size with the Nebuchadnezzar statue in Daniel 3, 1 to 7. They raised it for Buddha. And there are some people that when it comes to giving to God, even though it's $1,000, they will say it's too big. One man, $200,000 US dollars, he used it to raise a statue of Baal in Asia, in India. One man. Then when it is the one to put for the gospel work, the person can have it and say, well, this thing is too much now. That is the spirit of Eutychus. The early church, we are so devoted in the sense that all they had was for the kingdom. They were devoted to the kingdom. One day I'm going to preach on a message which I call the cost of idol worship. And one of my friends is also a mentor. He is in Belgium, in Europe. He was telling me about this. When he told me about it, I shouted. It is very expensive for you to serve Satan. When you serve Satan, you will pay price. You don't only pay with your money. You pay with your family too. And at the end, you pay with your blood. If you don't want to serve God, try Satan. But if you want to serve Satan, you will pay. You will pay till your last blood. And you cannot finish paying because you keep paying in eternity in hell. So we don't have any option but to serve God. He said, he that is thirsty, come and buy free. The Eutychus church is sleeping in charity. No commitment in terms of giving to the work. I'm not talking of the work that sponsors false doctrines. It's not the work that sponsors flesh, but the work that sponsors the genuine truth of the righteousness of God, of the holiness of God. He said, follow peace with all men and holiness, for without holiness, without holiness, if you like, prophesy heaven and earth. Call phone number. If you like, raise 500,000 capacity for God. If you like, do anything you want to do, but without holiness, hey, no eye, no eye, no member, no laity, no clergy, no general overseer, no bishop, no apostle, no pope can't see God without what? Holiness. So any message that exalts holiness, I'm telling you, is the message of the kingdom. Holiness of life. Because all we are doing here does not end in this present world. We are heading somewhere. So we should not live as though there is no tomorrow. Said it's appointed unto a man once to die, and after death comes judgment. Eutychus was sleepy. He was even privileged to be in the presence of God, but he was taking it for granted. For those that take the presence of God for granted, what you are hearing may seem like a joke to you, but it is not a joke. It is a witness. Jesus said, this gospel shall be a witness unto all nations. A witness in the sense that it's not compulsory that all of them must change, but let it be a witness so that they will not say they did not hear. you did not hear me. He said the gospel is a witness, so that on that day, that word you hear will come, say, I'm a witness. He heard it. A witness, that is dangerous. It's not compulsory, everybody will repent. But when you hear the message of repentance, you need to repent and don't take it for granted. You are carrying the Bible, you are living in adultery, you are masturbating behind, living in fornication, you tell lies, you steal, you can dupe people, you are heading to eternal hell. And that is the state of Eutychus. You will die one day. And the death is a dangerous one. The Eutychus church. The church in Laodicea is the Eutychus church, the last church. And the church age we are in now is the Laodicean age. One day I will teach us on this concerning the church age. The church in Laodicea, and Jesus said, I'm looking at you. Come, let's journey to that. Revelation chapter 3. Let us see the state of the Laodicea. This is the state the church is in presently. The Laodicean church age is the age we are in right now. Revelation chapter 3 verses 14. Make sure you look into your Bible. Revelation chapter 3 verse 14. He said, and unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write. The Lord now is writing to the Laodicean church age. That is the age I am in. That is the age you are in. That is the age we are in, the last church age. Because the dispensation, the curtain is about to be closed. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans, the angel here is the pastor. The angel is the messenger of the word. This thing said the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Look at 15. Jesus is saying to the Laodicean church, the Eutychus church, I know your works. You are not cold, you are not hot. I would you were hot or cold. Look at 16. So then, because you are lukewarm, you are neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. That's what Eutychus was done. The Lord spitted him out. Because you are neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. Look at 17. Because you are saying, I am rich and increased in good. We are prosperous as a denomination. We are rich. We can buy the entire street we are in today. And you have need of nothing. Look at it. The church in Laodicea said they have need of nothing. Jesus said, knowest not that thou art wretched? Spiritually you are wretched. Miserable and poor, blind and naked. Are you seeing it? You are wretched, poor, blind, naked. There are some guys that dress naked on the street. Revelation 16:15 said, these ones that did not keep his saying, they shall walk naked in that day. I normally say that these guys that walk naked on the street, they are preparing for the final day, how they will walk naked in eternity. May you not walk naked in eternity. If you dress naked in the street, you are preparing to walk naked in eternity. You are doing preparations. You are wretched, miserable, poor and blind and naked. But they say they are rich. They say they are increased in goods. They say there is nothing they don't have. When you go, you may see all types of lights. Some lights may even worth $1,000, just a single light. All those things are not bad, they are good. But as long as there is a dispensation of righteousness there, they were boasting in their earthly goods. They were boasting in what they had as a church. But Jesus said, you are poor. Listen, you are naked. You are wretched, miserable, and blind. Look at 18. I counsel you. Jesus is advising that thou buy of me gold tried in the fire. Buy of me gold tried in the fire. Be purified. Be sanctified. Cleanse yourself from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Buy of me gold tried in the fire. Gold tried in the fire. That thou mayest be rich. It is when you are sanctified that spiritually you are rich. You can do anything and yet not spiritually. But when you walk in holiness and sanctification, that's when you can be spiritually rich. He said, and white raiment. Are you seeing it? White raiment. White. The robe of righteousness. Right standing with God. Not a little here, a little there. Neither hot, neither cold. Not tossed by the wind. He said, a double-minded man cannot get anything from God. He's unstable in his ways. And white raiment, that thou mayest be rich. That thou mayest be clothed. Be clothed spiritually. Even as much as you clothe yourself spiritually, still clothe yourself physically. Let men not see your nakedness as a woman. As a man, don't dress any outside. If they tell you that holiness is not also in dressing, tell them they are telling a lie. Because you are bearing the temple of God. Your body is the temple. So you must carry the temple with dignity. Excuse me, you want men to look at you and they lusting after you. Huh? When they're looking at you and lusting, you are the sponsor of that sin. You are a partaker. He said that thou mayest be clothed spiritually, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. Anoint your eyes with eyes salve, that thou mayest see. You see, they are blind. They are blind to the things of holiness and righteousness. They don't see truth and recognize truth. They are blinded by the God of this age, who has blinded the eyes of them that don't believe. There are some people, you tell them, bowing before idol that they made with hands and that they made with clay is bad. They are telling you are judging. They are blind. You are bowing before idol. You are praying to idol. You are bowing before idol and say you are praying to God. Get out of there. Break that image. Get out of there and break that image. A particular man, sometime in Owerri, this is not a joke, they kidnapped his mother. He was now praying in his house. I've gone to his house. He has a statue of Mary in his house. They kidnapped his mother. He was praying and he was not seeing answers. He now jokingly said one day that God, then kidnap my new wife now. I will kidnap your mama. You're not getting me. The image in his eyes, he said he will kidnap it. It is God, mama. Mary is God, mama. That he will kidnap the image. Since they kidnapped his mama, God does not want to bring it. My God. This is not a joke. I've been to the person's house. They kidnapped his mother. The image of Mary in the house there. He said he's going to kidnap the image. So that when they release his mama, go release God, mama. See, these are idol worshippers. You are worshipping idols. You are worshipping idols. Eutychus. Eutychus. You are sleeping. You don't wake up, you die in that sleep. Jesus said, anoint your eyes with salve. Open your spiritual eyes. Ask God to open your eyes to see truth in the word of God. To see truth in the word of God. Look at 19. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Are you seeing? Be zealous, therefore, and repent. So when we rebuke these things, it's not that we don't love you.
Jesus, as many as I love, love rebukes. Any love that does not rebuke you is hatred. He said, as many as I love, I what? Rebuke and chastise. When you preach the gospel and you don't rebuke things like this, I'm telling you the truth, it's not the gospel of Jesus. Because even Jesus rebuked, even rebuked to the temple, pursuing the Pharisees, pursuing all those people trading in his father's house, saying, my father's house is a house of prayer, not a den of thieves. Jesus was rebuking. He exhorts, Paul said, exhort, reprove, rebuke with all long suffering. So when you are preaching only sweet things to people and you are not declaring the stand of God's righteousness, there is a problem. Look at 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and will sup with him and he with me. Are you seeing the Eutychus church? He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. They are worshipping inside, but Jesus is outside. Who are they worshipping? Excuse me. Who are they worshipping? The church Jesus is rebuking here. He's not telling them he's standing at the door and knocking. If they open the door, he will enter. So who are they worshipping inside? They think they're worshipping Jesus, but Jesus is outside the door. You're not getting this. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. It was a church he's talking about. He's standing at the door outside the church and knocking. If any man hears my voice and open the door, no man was even hearing, not even the pastor. If any man, not one person was hearing. They are all enjoying their makosa, their spiritual makosa. Jesus said, I stand at the door and knock. The owner of the church is outside. Then they are worshipping something. They don't even know what they are worshipping. Paul said to those Christians, to the unknown God, they don't know the God they are worshipping. I stand at the door and knock. Who are they worshipping? Jesus is standing. And yet no man. Look at it. He said, if any man, behold, look, because they are blind. I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door. If any man, out of the 100,000 capacity, 200,000, 300,000, nobody is even hearing to open the door. That's the Eutychus church. We are in the Eutychus church age, which is also the Laodicean church age. Every spirit of Eutychus amongst us, the Lord kills it in Jesus' name. It is very important. A Eutychus in holiness, Eutychus in prayer and fasting, Eutychus in evangelism, Eutychus in giving. No body, no passion for the kingdom. Not a kingdom builder. The Eutychus church is sleeping and is about to die. Finally, can we go back to our text? Acts. Acts chapter 20. Let me show you something before we pray. Acts 20. I said there are many Eutychus that are listening to me. You know yourself. There are many Eutychus listening to me. You know yourself. The word of God is searching and convicting you inside. Something is burning. It is the spirit of Eutychus inside of you that is being fought out of your life. See what 10 said. There is hope as long as you are alive. And Paul went down and fell on him and embracing him said, trouble not yourself, for his life is in him. When he therefore was come up again and had broken bread and eaten and talked a long while, even till the break of day, so he departed. And they brought the young man alive and were not a little comforted. I see Eutychus was raised from the dead. He fell off from three-story building, died. But Paul went and resurrected him. Every Eutychus listening to me, Christ's resurrection has come to you. Every Eutychus listening to me, resurrection is falling upon you as Paul fell upon Eutychus. And life is coming to you in the name of Jesus. Paul fell on him. Somebody fell off from three-story building. Boom. Even the brain will burst. Fell off sleeping position. Died instantly. But Paul came, embraced him, and he resurrected. So for every Eutychus listening, whether he's a pastor, whether he's a bishop, whether he's a prophetess, a prophet, evangelist, apostle, whatever, clergy, laity, as you are listening, the Lord wants to resurrect you from the dead. He said, awake thou that sleepest, arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. Ephesians 5:14. And Christ shall give you light. Arise from the dead. What is making you sleep? Rise up on your feet. Before that, you are going to pray a prayer of rededication of faith, calling Jesus to come back to your life because he's standing at the door and knocking. He said, if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. Maybe you have heard his voice. Open the door of your heart now. Say, Lord, behold, I am another Eutychus. Another Eutychus is here. I plead, O God, that thou mayest have mercy on me. Lord, I am hearing your voice as you are knocking. As you are knocking through the voice of your servant, through the word of God which your servant is preaching. As you are knocking, O God, I listen. I am hearing your voice, Yeshua Mashiach. I accept you to come back to my life. Jesus, come back to my life again. Come again, Jesus. Come back to my life. Lord Jesus, come in again. Come in again. I pursued you before. But now I repent. I repent. I repent. And I pledge to work in holiness. I pledge to work in holiness. Limbro como samba na casa. Limbro como samba na rosa. Esha da 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 da. Say, Jesus, I embrace repentance and holiness. I embrace holiness. Somebody say, Lord, make me holy. Make me holy once again. Make me holy. Make me holy, Jesus. Make me holy. Make me holy. Make me holy. Make me holy, Jesus. Make me holy once again. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, Eutychus was a young man that missed it. Say, Lord, I have missed it. I have missed it from the days of my youth. For Lord, have mercy and make me holy. Make me holy once again. Jesus, come into my heart. Say, Jesus, come into my life. I confess you as my Lord and my personal Savior. Cleanse me, Jesus. Purify me as they go. Purify me. Purify me. Purify. Purify me, Lord. Purify me, Lord. Purify me, Lord. Purify. 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 Purify me again. Purify me, Lord. Make me holy. Make me holy. Make me holy. Make me holy. Yes. Holiness unto the Lord. Holiness unto the Lord. Make me to walk in holiness. Yes. Make me holy, purify me, Lord. Purify me, purify, 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 purify me. Somebody say, Lord, purify my heart, purify, 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 purify me, purify me once again. Oh Lord, make me holy. Make me holy. Holiness unto the Lord. Without holiness, no eye will see the Lord. Without holiness, no man will see God. Without holiness, no man can enter the kingdom of heaven. Oh Lord, make me holy. Eutychus, pray. Say, Lord, make me holy. Make me holy. Make me holy. Make me holy. Of your glory,
Waking repentance.
Amen.
You are waking righteousness.
Amen.
From today, you are waking purity.
Amen.
You are waking love.
Amen.
You are waking charity.
Amen.
You are waking giving to the kingdom.
Amen.
Giving into the kingdom.
Amen.
Giving for the glory of the kingdom.
Amen.
From today, you arise and awake in prayers.
Amen.
Awake in fasting.
Amen.
Awake in all ramifications.
Amen.
Whatsoever that attempts to kill your spiritual life. Somebody say, Father, whatsoever attempts to kill me, kill it. Whatsoever attempts to kill my spiritual life, kill it. Kill anything that attempts to kill my spiritual life. Kill the habit. Kill the habit. Kill the habit. Whatsoever attempts to kill my spiritual life, kill it. Kill it. Kill it. Kill it. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Where are you sleeping? Say, Father, awake me from everywhere I'm sleeping. Anywhere I'm sleeping, spiritually, awake me. Awake me. Awake me, Jesus.
Awake me.
Awake me. Awake me. Awake me. Awake me.
Awake me.
Awake me.
Awake me.
God, through his servant Apostle Christian Woke, has just delivered to you the message of repentance and divine fullness. Now you are blessed and empowered to lead a victorious life by the power of the risen Christ. Amen. Please share your testimonies with us through email at christianwokeministries@gmail.com or write us on WhatsApp with +234 7032469360.
For further inquiries, counseling, partnership or prayers, call Apostle Christian with his direct line on +234 7032469360 or +234 8080620037. You can come hear the man of God live at God's Army Global Ministries, Kubwa, Abuja, Nigeria. Service days are Sunday 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Family True Worship Service, and Thursday 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Life in the Spirit Expository Bible Teaching Service. Come to God's Army Global. Here, the fullness of God awaits you.